Hi, welcome to Step 19, and we are inching our way to 30 days of Psychic Mediumship for Dummies, and this is a really important lesson, so I don't want you to overlook it. Journal, 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 and then keep journaling and journal some more. Here's the thing, I'm so grateful that I journaled in the beginning of my spiritual journey. If I didn't, I wouldn't be able to go back and to look at those notes and say, hey, actually, I'm truly not crazy. It's so important for you to journal. It's so important for you to be open to the messages from the other side and receiving of signs from spirit, but documenting them when you get them. Because I promise me when I tell you this, you will forget. You don't think you will, but you will forget the dreams, you will forget the signs, you will forget the messages. And how better do we prove it to our ego and to ourselves if we're not documenting the messages, the readings, and the guidance that we're given from spirit? I think it is so important. It is so, so, so important that we're open to that and we're open to the signs of spirit. Ask and you shall receive. That's another message. Did you know that in every spiritual and religious text that was ever written, ask and you shall receive was given? You have to ask. It doesn't matter what faith, what religion. Those prayers are real. You see, the universe has something called free will. And so if you're just going about living your business and free will, your guides and angels on the other side are like, they're not interrupting, not unless you're ready for them to come in and help. So if you need help, you got to wave your white flag because they're not going to interrupt you. They're like, wow, look at Carmel down there. She's like killing it, learning all these life lessons. But if you feel overwhelmed and if it's too much, you got to wave the flag and be like, okay, hello. I need a little bit of help down here right now, please. And I need you to do X, Y, and Z. And then when the signs show up and the spirit shows up, the next thing I do is I journal. And I journal and I journal and I journal because I want to remember it. I want to remember the guidance that spirit gave me. I want to remember the signs and the messages from spirit. And I want to know that they're there for me, and I want to look back in 10 years and see exactly how it all lined up and made perfect, absolute sense. I hope you enjoyed the lesson. Go get a journal that's dedicated just to spirit, and I'll chat with you soon.